Imagine not being able to read the paper because your hands were shaking. Imagine not being able to read newsprint as your world faded to black. The National Federation of the Blind, Newsline, Indiana. With your host, Lee Martin, and co-host, Florence Myers McSwine.
It's a pleasure today to have a very special guest from Easter Seals Crossroads, and we'd like to welcome Mr. Brian Norton. And Mr. Norton, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here. Thank you guys for inviting me.
And Mr. Norton, what is your title at Easter Seals Crossroads?
So my title is Director of Assistive Technology, and that's at Easter Seals Crossroads, and also Director of AT for the InData Project, which is Indiana's Assistive Technology Act.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so as an organization, so Easter Seals Crossroads has been around for a long, long time, since 1936. And we are a disability services organization, and so we provide all sorts of different types of services for folks of all abilities, with the main goal in mind of making sure that folks are able to participate in all aspects of life. That could be at school, work, home, or play, and be as independent in those activities as possible. And so as an organization, we provide lots of different services. So it could be medical services, so occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We have programs, deaf community services. We also have a speech and hearing clinic located at Easter Seals Crossroads. We do adaptive driving, home modifications, autism services, so diagnostic services and therapy services. So, a very large employment program, one of the largest employment programs here in the state of Indiana, working with folks who have disabilities to gain employment, to be employed, so and to be able to kind of get back into the workforce. And then my particular program there is assistive technology, and so we take a look at folks' needs and look at what they're trying to do, and then look at how technology can play a part in that and helping them to be a little bit more maybe effective at doing a particular task or efficient at doing a particular task. But again, end goal for us is any amount of independence that we can provide is what we want to do. So we're trying to help people just be more independent, no matter where they find themselves.
Now, there's a lot of entities that work right along with Crossroads. Could you share some of those other entities that, you know, if a person wants to apply for Crossroads services,
sure.
You know?
Yeah, so we receive referrals from lots of different places like Vocational Rehabilitation, which is a state agency helping folks get back to work. And so that's a big funding source, but also a referral source for us. The VA, VA prosthetics, employers call us directly when they have an employee who's struggling. Folks will call us in private pay situations, wanting just kind of either training or assistance. Medical insurance, doctors will refer folks to us for services. Lots of different ways to be able to kind of be sent over for our services, whether that's self-referral or through other entities. And so, I mean, we do work really hard to partner with lots of different organizations and other kinds of things around the state. And so, I mean, there's a lot of those places.
Okay. Now, you say partnering in with those other entities. Now, if I wanted services through Easter Seals Crossroads, can you tell me what I would need to do?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is if you want to find out more about our organization, I would send you to our website. So you can go to eastersealscrossroads.org. And that's a great place to kind of learn all of the different types of services that we provide. There's a contact form there if you're interested in a particular service. We can get back with you and put you in touch with folks from that particular department that might be helpful for you. If you're looking for specific things for assistive technology, we actually have a microsite as well, and that is easterseals.tech.com. And so that kind of is a sister site to the overall agency website. But that's where you would find all about assistive technology as well. And again, there's a place for you to be able to kind of contact us, ask a question, and then we'll get back in touch with you to be able to kind of help make sure that you're routed to the right place.
Now, for a person that's technically challenged, okay, and they do not understand not a word we said about any technology
sure.
or adaptive technology, and they wanted to get started with EasterSeals Crossroads, what would be their best path?
Yeah, so if the web is scary and getting access to the web to do that, you can always give us a call as well. And so that is here in Indianapolis, 1000, or you can call our assistive technology department, and that's 888-466-1314, and we have someone who will answer the phone and help get you to where you need to be.
Now, Brian, you mentioned that EasterSeals Crossroads has been around since 1936.
Yes.
Okay, and I know you haven't been there that long.
Right. That's a little before my time, yes.
So tell me, how did you get involved with Crossroads,
sure.
EasterSeals Crossroads?
Sure. So I've been at EasterSeals Crossroads for 22 years. I started at EasterSeals Crossroads directly out of college. I had, in college, worked at a couple of different places. I worked in a group home during school. So while I was going to school, I worked at a group home. But then also during the summers, I worked at a camp, the camp was specifically for folks with disabilities. And I learned a lot, and I just kind of fell in love, working with folks and, again, helping them, become or have a sense of more independence, in what they're doing. And so, I just kind of fell in love with, folks who have disabilities. And really kind of felt a calling to kind of go into that kind of work. As far as EasterSeals Crossroads, it kind of happenstance. My wife ended up working with someone who was in the marketing department at EasterSeals Crossroads 22 years ago, picked up a brochure, and when I graduated, I applied, and I got my first job there in the employment division. So I worked in employment there. And what we did there was we really worked hard helping folks who wanted to get back into a vocation, into employment, learn interviewing skills, resume writing skills. We would then make contacts for them. So we would do some job development services, making contacts with different employers that had opportunities that would match up with their skills and abilities, and set up interviews for them. And then, again, as a follow-along service, provide follow-along services to them once they did get the job to make sure that you know, the relationship between the employer and the employee was going well and things would be successful there. And so I started in employment. A couple years after that, it was interesting. I had done a couple of lower tech types of accommodations for some of the employees I was working with. And I guess it caught the eye of some folks in our AT department. So we've been providing AT services since 1979. They asked me, hey, you think about being in assistive technology? And at that point, I said no. I was scared. I didn't know a whole lot about computers, didn't know a whole lot about technology, where to plug a keyboard in, where to do that kind of stuff. And so, but they took their time, and I've obviously picked up a couple of things over the years. It's been a good experience.
I wanted to ask you a question about employment. What is the employment process through EasterSeals?
Yeah, so we have a large employment division, and again, it's all about helping folks figure out what their skills are, finding out what they're interested in, and then going out and helping them develop resume writing skills, interviewing skills, making contacts, job development with different employers, and really kind of putting those two folks together. A lot of that employment program is based on, we get a referral a lot of times through the state. Voc Rehab is a funding agency that helps folks who have disabilities get back to work. If maybe you've been injured on the job, not able to do the current job that you had before, or you want to get back to work doing what you were doing before, Voc Rehab can step in and help you be able to kind of get the tools you need to get back to work doing what you were doing before. Or if you have a lifelong disability and just want gainful employment, they can step alongside you and provide services and supports to you, including the assistive technology piece that we do. Once we have a referral, they do lots of discovery with folks, trying to figure out what their skills are, what they're interested in, and then come up with a vocational plan or an individualized employment plan for folks. And that's in conjunction with funding sources and kind of giving them the idea of what direction we want to head. And as a part of that process, the way we get involved in assistive technology is by when technology becomes a barrier in employment. So maybe it's getting access to the computer. Maybe they've got a third-party database that's difficult to use, especially if you're, let's say blind or visually impaired, you're using a screen reader or a screen magnifier. It's hard to be able to navigate. I know we've worked in several situations where it involved phone work, and you're not only trying to kind of talk to someone on the phone, but you're also trying to kind of navigate a computer system. Well, that's not easy to do when you've got a couple of things talking to you and you're trying to kind of get you've got divided attention there. And sometimes that can be a long process. And if you're on the phone with somebody, nobody wants to hang on the phone with an operator or someone too long. You want to make sure that's an efficient process. And so for us, we take these different types of tools. We would go out, do an assessment, figure out what the needs are, make recommendations back to a funding source, basically saying, here are the types of devices that we need. but not just what we need, but also would talk to them about what's it going to take to be proficient at that type of technology. And so think about, how much training is going to go along with that. Because I firmly believe that you can't put a tool in front of somebody if you don't spend the time teaching them how to use it. I think the teaching and the learning piece of that is vitally important to make sure that whatever you do is going to be successful. So we put a roadmap together for a funding source based on here's the devices and the hardware and software that's needed, but here's also the training and the services that need to go along with that to make sure that at the end it's going to be successful for folks. And then once they end up purchasing that equipment, we'll go out and we will work with that person based off of their schedule. If they can meet weekly, they can meet daily, whatever works for them, we will sit alongside them and do training, teaching them how to get access to the things that they need to get access to, be it a phone system, be it a computer system, anything and everything at your office.
Now, I know, in the disabled community, there's 70 to 75% unemployment rate. Mm-hmm. And you guys are trying to help break down some of those barriers. But there are other barriers when you spoke on how to apply through vocational rehabilitation services. There's the order of selection that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Throughout the state and how that impacts individuals qualifying for services. Has that impacted you guys much at all as far as seeing people being denied or falling through the cracks?
Not necessarily, not as much as you might think. And so, there are probably certain folks that they're not ever, from my understanding, made not eligible for services through Voc Rehab, but they're put on a deferred list through Voc Rehab. And so, I'm not a representative of Voc Rehab, but I think, in certain instances, you might be put on a deferred list instead of being able to receive immediate services. And, we're still pretty busy with the folks that we have. And so we haven't seen a large drop off, but I would say there's been a little bit of a drop off in the referrals that we've seen for individuals. But again, it hasn't been tremendous. So,
Okay. And you work directly with the accessibility equipment. So are there any other individuals at Crossroads who do what you do? You go out to the clients? Is that how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have two sides to our assistive technology program. We have a clinical assistive technology program, and that's a fee for service. And so that's where you're really going to get comprehensive services. So for that employment part, That's where individuals, we have about 7 or 8 individuals who work in that department, and they travel the state to your door, wherever they need to go to work with you, to be able to help figure out what your needs are, and then make recommendations, and then provide the training and follow along on that equipment as well. And so that's our clinical program. And then the NData project's a statewide project as well, and that is all free services, where we offer lots of really great things for folks to be able to not only learn about assistive technology, but also get their hands on technology. So for instance, within the NData project, we provide 5 full day trainings, and they are streamed online anywhere in the state of Indiana. So if you're not able to make it to our facility, you can watch that online or listen online. But we provide, again, those 5 full day trainings. We have lots of information available through podcasts and social media. We do tech tip videos that are pushed out through YouTube. And so lots of information. Every day a piece of information is going out online about assistive technology in some way, shape, or form. But then again, the great aspect of the NData project is we also work really hard to get people's hands on technology, because let's face it, technology is expensive, right? So not everybody has the resources to go out and purchase something. And for me, I know I've gone out and tried to, I buy something online and I think, oh, this is going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and it ends up not being, right? So this gets people an opportunity to get their hands on technology. So we have a loan library where folks can go in and borrow a piece of equipment for 30 days to try it free of charge. We will ship it to you or bring it to you, again, anywhere in the state, for you to be able to do that. There's about 2,500 items in that library. It could be a computer with adaptive software, or many, many other things. We also do an alternative financing program where folks can borrow money to be able to purchase their own assistive technology to a funding source. And so you can borrow between $500 and $35,000 to buy an iPad with an app, or maybe do a vehicle modification or a home modification to make your home or vehicle more accessible for you.
Now, how can individuals contact you about these services that you guys provide over at Easter Sales Crossroads?
Sure. So, again, you can give us a call, and that's 888-466-1314. And so you can give us a call. We'd love to be able to connect you to those services, or we would love to send you to our website. It's EasterSealsCrossroads.org for our agency at large. If you're looking specifically for assistive technology, more information about our clinical program, or the NData project, you can go to EasterSealsTech.com.
The National Federation of the Blind, Newsline, Indiana. For more information, go to nfb-in.org or call 855-963-6476. That's 855-963-6476. The National Federation of the Blind encourages you to live the life you want.